In the gospel reading today, we hear our Lord from the cross giving his mother to the disciple whom he loved. Now again, we have to remember that in St. John's gospel, St. John's name is never used. He's simply called the beloved disciple. And he's called the beloved disciple for a reason, because you are the beloved disciple. So rather than using his own name, he is just using a generic term because it applies to more than himself. Just as he never uses our Blessed Lady's name in his gospel. He uses different terms, the mother of Jesus and terms like that, but it's specifically so that we would recognize who she is. That is, when Jesus refers to her as woman, it's to understand that this is the woman spoken of in Genesis chapter 3. There will be enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. And so the fact that her name is never used draws attention to something beyond. The fact that St. John's name is never used does the exact same thing. You are the disciple whom Jesus loves. And because he loves you, he has given to you the greatest treasure that he has, his mother. He's also given you himself, obviously, but if we listen to the first reading, it's exactly what we're going to find. We hear spoken of wisdom, but of Our Lady, as it is presented in the reading today, that in me is not only holy hope and all these things that she talks about, but in me is the way and the truth. In me is life. Well, who said, I am the way and the truth and the life? We're going to find Jesus in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And we're going to find Mary in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The two cannot be separated. And so if our Lord is giving us his mother, it's because that is the perfect way to come to him. Our Lady says, come to me and I'll give you the way and the truth and the life. She gives us her son. He gives us his mother. Because the two are completely united. So for us now, it's just simply to recognize that that is the truth. That we are the disciple whom Jesus loves, each one of us individually. And therefore, each one of us has been given this gift. It is one thing and a beautiful thing to be able to say, we have Jesus, but we don't have Jesus apart from Mary. And he refuses to separate himself from his mother. And so neither can we. I mean, obviously they are two separate persons and so on. But the point is, the way that he is operating, the way that he does things, he is not saying you can have me without my mother. And obviously when we look at our Blessed Lady, we don't have her without Jesus. She would be a very holy woman. She would be a saint. But she's the mother of God. When you look at iconography, you will never, ever, ever see Mary without Jesus. Ever. In Western art, yeah, we'll have Mary all by herself. But in iconography, never. Always, she is shown holding Jesus. You can't separate them. And so, in our hearts, this is the beauty of what is happening. We have the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We have the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And you are the beloved disciple. Where do we talk about love? In the heart. So it is your heart and Our Lord's heart and Our Lady's heart. His heart and hers cannot be separated. But they don't want to be separated from yours either. He has entrusted His mother to you, and entrusting His mother to you, He has entrusted Himself to you. And it says the beloved disciple took her into his home from that day forward. That's where we want to be. We want to be able to be with Jesus. If we want to be with Jesus, then be with Mary. And what a wonderful thing. Jesus and Mary want to be with us. Don't try and make it make sense, because it isn't going to. Why would our Lord and our Lady want to be with somebody like me? Simply because they love you, and love doesn't make sense. So don't try and make it make sense, just accept it. But not accept it in your head, accept in your heart. Because Jesus didn't simply give you His mind, He gave you His heart. And in giving you His heart, He gave you His mother, who has given us her heart. And her heart is her Son. And they are asking us now to open our heart so that we can receive theirs into ours, just as they are willing to receive ours into theirs. It's a wonderful mystery. At the same time, it is a reality. And something especially, obviously it's going on all the time, but especially when you receive Holy Communion, go back to your pew and just ask our Lord to bring you into the love of the two hearts in your own heart. Jesus and Mary are loving one another in you. The three persons of the Trinity are loving one another in you. And you, because you are the beloved disciple, are invited into that love. It's not something that we're just supposed to be looking at from the outside and say, wow, look at that. Imagine the love of the two hearts of Jesus and Mary. Imagine the love of the three persons of the Trinity. Yeah, it's infinitely beyond what we will ever be able to do and comprehend. At the same time, it is a reality happening right now inside of each one of us, and a reality into which we are invited. So if we are willing to open ourselves to that truth, to that love, it's happening right inside of us. That's the beauty of this. It is not apart from us, because our Lord has given us everything. He gave us His mother. He gave us Himself. And now He's simply asking that we would do the same. That is, not only receive the gift that He is giving, but to offer ourselves in return, in love, to Him.